The book of Revelations 21:5. Then who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. The word new, Apostle Arkady writes, as it pertains to God and the chosen by him man, has the following meaning. New is eternal, holy, imperishable, undecaying, identical with God, pure, virgin, sincere, righteous, faithful, constant, unchanging, immovable, hard, Lord over time or ruler over time. A very rich list of definitions for the word new. New as it pertains to God and his chosen remnant. And Apostle Arkady offers seven components to confirm this truth that we are this new creation. First, according to the given words, the word new, as it pertains to the name of God and to Jerusalem, in the face of the chosen by God remnant or nation, is perceived as something eternal and undecaying. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. As we see, it is the Church of Jesus Christ that is presented this clean and bright linen, the non-handmade body, which will be the eternal Sabbath of God, in which he will rest, the Lord, and the eternal home of God, in which he will live eternally together with us. Specifically, with this person and through this person who is in the eternal rest of God, God will create in the new heaven and new earth, as it is written. Then he said, Behold, I make all things new. He who sat on the throne said this. The Lord will be creating using his children or through his children. They have a righteousness that is pure and bright. What is the difference between a star and a planet? There's a difference. Planets always rotate around the star, and the star always has the ability to reflect light, as a planet can't delineate light and can only receive or walk in the light of the other. And this light for the woman, the bride of the Lamb, for the heavenly Jerusalem, this is the pure and bright linen. This is the glorified body. Not all saints will have a glorified body. They'll have new bodies. But a small number will not just have a new body, but a glorified body. A body that shines. Not just pure linen, pure and bright. And so the saved nations, the planets, will walk in the light of the shining stars. Second, the word new within the relationship of man and God includes and contains a virgin purity of heart, or an undamaged state. 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And as we know, the goal of this purity is that the pure virgin become the bride and would meet her heavenly groom, Jesus Christ. Matthew 5:8, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We know that a pure heart can be determined by the purity of our mind and the purity of our mouth. If we have a dirty mouth and dirty thoughts, then we need to examine the purity of our heart. Third, the word new within the relationship of man and God includes and contains a continuation and faithfulness within the relationship with one another. 1 Peter 1:22-23, Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. As we see that purity expands not in our relationship with God, it needs to expand in our relationships with one another. And to have the right relationship with one another, we need to purify ourselves from a hypocritical brotherly love, and this is only possible when we demonstrate obedience to the truth. Fourth, the word new, Apostle Arkady writes, within the relationship of man with God, includes and contains the unification of purity and righteousness of heart. Revelations 19:7-8, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. This phrase, and she was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, that means at the door of hope, she was given the ability to clothe her earthly body into the righteousness of her sacred man. Fifth, the word new within the relationship of man and God includes and contains a like-mindedness and the unity of a heart among the saints. Ezekiel 11:19-20. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them. One heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. A new spirit can only happen if in the heart there's unity, and unity of heart can only happen when a person is within God's order. If we are not within God's order, then we don't have a unity of heart, and this means that we don't have a new spirit. It is still old. The old man is there, who is demonstrating himself in dead works, false strongholds of salvation. Sixth, the word new within the relationship of man and God includes and contains an unchangeableness and unbreakableness of God's promise, or God's promises. Titus 1:1-2, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. The unchanging in word God is his name, his eternal word, that has this unchangeableness. It is eternal, it is always young, it is always the same. He's not changing in his word, and today we will be watching and listening to Apostle Arkady when he will be revealing the power of the name of the Lord, you are my strength. We will begin for the second time, confirm all these names of God, and we will begin with the very first name, Lord, you are my strength, and there Apostle Arkady will show us what his strength consists of. It is in his unchangeableness, because he is eternal and he speaks with us using his eternal word, and an eternal word is always a new word. Seventh, the word new within the relationship of man and God includes and contains the rule of the eternal over the temporary or physical. Revelations 10:5-7, the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. There's a big difference, Apostle Arkady writes, between when time is within the authority of man and when man is under the authority of time. If the redeemed by God man does not conquer time, then time will conquer him, to his own destruction and shame. Right now we will sing a psalm and we will demonstrate that we together are not under the power of time, the authority of time, and this is possible when you honor God with your tithes and your offerings, when the golden plate that has the engraving will be tied with the blue cord to our turban, and we know that the blue cord is a symbol of the heavenly glory, which represents the rule of the eternal over the temporary. And so in the garments of the priest, we could see all these principles and elements that we have been talking about today. This is the rule of eternity over the temporary. This is being undamaged and unharmed. This is being continual and faithful in your relationships with one another and God. This is also the promises of God. Let us now stand up and sing this wonderful psalm.
Ich
allow me to remind us that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses and the temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command Moses gave, which he received as a revelation from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We are that same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.